It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target. Work the hardest, with passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex. And you are listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. And this is brought to you by DonkeyJawProjects.com and PlexBeats.com as well. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. I hope you guys and gals, enjoyed the last episode with Mr. Scott Circland. It was a really fun episode. It was cool to finally have some time to really connect with him. I mean, I've connected a lot through, you know, a lot of social media and stuff. And we've been on a few hangouts and stuff together, but, you know, had that little one-on-one, you know, combo station. So that was really good, and he had a lot of stuff to say, and I was glad, you know, he really went, you know, sometimes you interview people, and actually, I don't know that I've had this problem, but I've heard a lot of interviews, and I've heard some interviews where, you know, you ask people ask other people questions, and they'll, you know, give, like, one-word answers, and it's just like, okay, on to the next question, and you just keep going, and you hope you don't run out of questions, I guess. But usually it turns into a really good conversation when we get with all these art guys and we start talking about art and all that. It's just easy to talk, you know, because we're both parties are into it, you know. So, but yeah. So, I wasn't sure what I was going to do for this week as far as the podcast goes, because I didn't really have, like, an interview lined up. Scott was kind of the last one I really wanted to, like, I've been meaning to get to. That was kind of on my original list, even though, like, I would love to get to a lot of different people. You know, I didn't really have anything planned specifically, but you know, we'll see. I don't know, the interviews are really hard to kind of schedule because I just don't have like a specific time that I can do things, and I can't just, you know, schedule it a day out or even a week out in advance. Usually I kind of have to just, you know, see what's going on for the night and stuff. And sometimes I happen to have some free time and sometimes I don't. But, you know, instead of trying to do too much with the scheduling and getting the interviews going, I might just chill out for a little while and keep it simple. Especially now I'm trying to focus on the beat and stuff and all that, making the instrumentals and trying to get that out off the ground as a business. So we shall see. So, I guess, what I wanted to talk about today was, mostly, like, an update on the business, and we'll see what we get into with that. But, you know, basically, the progress report, I guess, is that, you know, like I said, I started off, with, you know, a brand new Instagram, brand new Facebook pages, and I got a group going now, too, and let's see, brand new YouTube, all that stuff, and, you know, I was looking into it, because I, you know, one of the guys that I've met through all this, this guy Adrian Silas, actually, I think he's from, like, South Africa or something. It's funny, there's a lot of hip-hop guys from South Africa. Like, I've come across many, many people who, you know, who are, and they know English and stuff, and they're, like, down to work with people. They're always, like, kind of down to work. I guess they got, like, a good, pretty cool, like, hip-hop culture down there. So that's really cool. This is, I don't know, let's see, maybe 3 years ago, more or less, there was this guy, Hemel Bizim. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but, he, approached me, and we started doing a few little things together, and, we ended up doing one song together, and, you know, I would always like to connect with him again. He had a really cool, like, rap style. It was, like, crazy sounding. And he would, like, rap in his own language, and then, like, half his language and half English. And I don't know. It just sounded crazy. It was weird because, like, it almost sounded like almost like a German type of sound was the, like, how he sounded, which is some, not what I would expect, you know, from South Africa, but not that I really know much about South Africa. So that was kind of crazy. And I've heard other people talk from over there too, like in their own language, and I hear that too. But yeah, no, it was really cool. I really loved working with him. He's a really cool MC. But yeah, anyways, big tangent there. So I've been talking to this guy, Adrian, kind of, you know, direct message, just like, oh, hi, like each week I'll check in with him, or he'll check in with me either way, and, you know, how you doing with this, because we're both on the same path with this, trying to sell beats and stuff, and he was telling me his stuff, he asked me, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, because he happened to mention, like, his website visitor, like how many people have visited his website. I was like, you know, I don't even know. Let me go check into my analytics real quick and see what my page view situation is. And it's kind of cool. You know, in basically 3 weeks, I guess, in about a month for the site being up, it was up to 1,000 unique visitors. Or no, well, it was like 900-something unique visitors and 1,000 altogether. So I guess the difference is probably me going on the site, working on it. So that was pretty cool to see that I got about 1,000 new visitors, you know, in the first month, or not even a full first month. So that was cool. And then I was just looking at my other, like, followers and stuff on different sites. And, you know, they've grown. On Instagram, I got, actually, as of this weekend, I got up to about 140-something, maybe 145. So that was really cool. Instagram's been a good one. Really cool. I, like, post up, you know, 15 seconds of a beat. Because that's all they allow for videos there, or like 15 seconds of some of my other videos from YouTube with the artist's advice and stuff. So I'll post that, or you know, and then I'm just conversing with people. There's this really cool thing, a hashtag that people have been doing, 4 Bar Friday, where just like these rappers spit like 4 bars of a verse. And so I've been following a lot of those guys, and they've been following me back. And, you know, that's, you know, my market right there. You know, if I'm going to sell to anybody, it's going to be to people who are rapping. You know, so that's kind of a cool way to connect. And plus, I just like hearing, you know, I mean, I'm not hard pressed to go check out hip hop because I love hip hop. So, you know, it's like when I see all this stuff, it's like, oh yeah, I love this stuff. And, you know, different people are at different levels, and different people are, some people are more like freestyling, which that's pretty rare actually to see anybody actually freestyling, just all over the place. Like, even if it says freestyle, usually it's people just spitting something they wrote, which, you know, that's a whole debate in hip-hop and whatnot, but, you know, I personally don't like that when people say it's a freestyle, and it's not really a freestyle. But I think a lot of people don't even know what freestyle is, you know, of this generation. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool, though, like, when Eminem came out with that movie or whatever, 8 Mile, you know, freestyle and battling became a lot more popular again, like, so that was kind of a little boost, but that was, like, what, 10 years ago? Over to, actually, yeah, I was getting into the military back then. This was before I was even married, so, man, that was maybe almost, like, 13 or so years ago. It's crazy. But even back then, you know, hip-hop was kind of waning. The real underground, or, you know, just real hip-hop that, like, 90s from the East Coast type of stuff, and West Coast in different places, but, you know, East Coast is where it kind of originated, so, like, that's the stuff that I kind of grew up on, so, you know, that kind of stuff was a little bit waning by then. So, Eminem was kind of, as much as he's kind of controversial and stuff, and some people don't like him, and I don't even like a lot of his stuff. His first 3 albums were pretty much genius, but, you know, after that he just kind of, I don't know, he got a little boring to me, but, anyways, his work that he did kind of really, like, it was a time when hip-hop was kind of getting very commercial, like, super commercial, and I think a lot of people within, like, the hip-hop community, like, a lot of the people who weren't into the commercial stuff, a lot of stuff I listened to, KRS-One, Tribe Called Quest, Talib Kweli was kind of during that era, so he kind of helped out, but, like, Common was really big but at that point, but I don't know, but, you know, a lot of stuff was kind of dropping off, unfortunately, and crews were breaking up and stuff, and, you know, the commercial hip-hop was, people were trying, even some of the people who I liked were trying to be more commercial, and a lot of times it didn't really work that well. But Eminem was really, like, killing it back then, and I think he kind of helped the real hip-hop kind of continue, but at the same time, in some ways, nobody was more commercial than Eminem, because he was selling more albums than anybody. You know, he just destroyed it, because he was just so skilled and clever and funny, and, you know, back then he had that edge, and now it's like he just kind of, he says the same stuff, you know, over and over, and he just doesn't have the edge anymore. Like, it's just not doing it, you know, and stuff is boring, especially when you listen to the old stuff again, and then you listen to the new stuff, and you're like, I don't know, there's just something about it, it's just not there. That's my opinion. People loved his last album, Recovery. I don't know if he's had anything since then, but anyways, you know, sorry to blab on about hip-hop like that, but hopefully you guys enjoy some of that kind of talk. I know I enjoy when I hear, like, Kevin rant off about, like, punk or something. or anybody else, really. I love all these kind of things, different music and stuff. So yeah, I had some success on Instagram. Facebook, I think I'm about 75 likes on the Facebook page, which seems kind of cool, but it hasn't moved for, like, over a week, and that has to do with certain things that, you know, activity that I kind of stopped doing. Not that I haven't been active on my Facebook page, but, like, there's some certain things, like, with the marketing that I was doing before that I'm not doing, because there was a list, kind of, that I was working with, and as I went through the list, eventually it started getting to the point where it was like most of the people on the list didn't like speak English. And it's just people, like, it's through a Facebook search or whatever. So, like, I don't know. It's like, it's weird how, like, I just can't get anywhere with this list anymore. And it's not, I didn't stop because, you know, I wanted to stop. I actually enjoyed connecting with all these people, but it's just the quality of the list got to the point where I was like kind of desperately trying to connect with even people who from other countries who spoke broken English, and it's just too impossible to try to like connect with these people because the language barrier, you know. So that's been a little bit of a struggle because that was where I was making the most of my progress, and now it's not going so well. So I might have to figure something else out. I'm going to need maybe some advice. I might have to ask these guys questions and stuff, which I probably should have asked already. But, you know, I kind of was focusing more on videos because... you know, even some people were suggesting that that's really where you're going to start to get traction eventually. But it takes a while. That's the thing with the videos. But I've been focusing on that, trying to get a video out a day. I haven't been successful to get one out every day, but I've been kind of close to that. I'd like to really ramp it up and get a couple videos a day, but you know, I started doing this business when a lot of other crazy stuff was going on in my life, so it's been kind of, I've been spending a lot of time doing other things that I just are a priority, you know, family things and stuff, and, you know, I don't know if I don't think a lot of people caught it because I haven't really made it super public, but my mom's, like, sick right now, so, you know, that's kind of a thing, that's definitely a thing, but, then I had, like, all these issues with, like, my iPhone, like, with the iOS 8 update, and then, my, wife did too, and, like, what happened when we were trying to do the update, I was connected to the computer to do it, and halfway through it, because these stupid phone cords don't want to work all the time, like halfway through it, it kind of stopped because the phone cord got disconnected, and I had to restore my phone. But when I went, and that same thing happened with my wife's phone, we went to restore it and we got locked out of it because of certain weird Apple ID password situation. So it literally took a week before we got back online with her phone. So she had no phone for a week, but I was, you know, through that whole time, I was going back and forth with the Apple people, talking to different people. I had, like, a case number. They sent it to, like, the engineers. They had to get it unlocked. I had to find, like, a receipt. I had to go to the T-Mobile store to get a receipt, and it was just, like, all this craziness. I spent hours on this thing when I could have been working on my business, and it was just so dumb, and it was, like, I mean, I must have put in, like, I don't know, 15 or so hours, maybe, on this issue the last week, and this was frustrating. But I still was able to get content out, and, you know, I'm just trying to push through and work through this stuff. But, you know, throughout all this activity, I've been learning things, you know, and just contacting people and everything, and I've been becoming more comfortable with markety stuff, like the stuff a lot of us like to avoid. well, I shouldn't say like to avoid, but we're not comfortable with, like, being a salesman or being markety and stuff like that. But, you know, like I've said in a previous podcast, I think two podcasts ago I was talking about it, you know, this is the concept of permission marketing. You know, it's not really super pushy. It's actually a really polite, friendly way to market, you know. and you could be super aggressive with it too, but it nobody would really know you're aggressive. The aggressiveness comes in how many people you're contacting, basically. But, you know, nobody knows how many people you're contacting except for you. So, you know, it's not really a big deal. But at the same time, you know, when I was contacting all these people, because like I said, the list situation has been an issue. When I was contacting them, it was getting a little overwhelming, really. Because, and part of that was when I was contacting them, I was also trying to get things set up, you know, and having issues with that, spending a lot of time doing that. So, you know, I'd contact 15 to 30 people a day or so, and, you know, now you have to respond to everybody when they get back to you. So if half of those people get back to you, that's kind of awesome, but at the same time, that's, you know, 15 or so conversations you have to spend time, you know, going and listening to their music, and they check you out, and, you know, I'm not selling anything really to them, I'm just being friendly with them, and, you know, some of them want to have, like, bigger conversations, and that's awesome. I love having those conversations. I do it already a lot with you guys, you know, doing the art and stuff. Like, there's a lot of people I go back and forth with just, you know, talking about the art biz or talking about just technique and, you know, what we're going through, even just regular life, you know. And that's all it really has been. So, you know, trying to manage that plus all the other stuff I was dealing with when I was first starting with that was very overwhelming. But I need to get back at that kind of stuff, because it's just, I'm not getting a lot of as much traction as I would like now, because, you know, so that system kind of works pretty well. I just need to figure out how to get a better quality list or something, find a different kind of search or something, or I don't know. I started joining some Facebook groups that, you know, have to do with, like, rappers and stuff. And so I'm thinking about maybe kind of going that route. But I haven't really tried yet. I'll probably end up trying something like that today. So, you know, working hard as usual, and trying to basically get to the point where I make my first sale. But like a lot of the tactics and stuff with you know, the guys I'm talking to and stuff, they're long term, you know, they're not like, you know, you do like these super markety tactics and you get results in 5 days type of thing. This is, you know, you try to do this for like 90 days and you're working to get your first few sales. Some people have done better than that. Some people have a lot more time than I do too. So, and I'm not saying, you know, I should be getting probably more sales, you know, than I am, which the amount I'm getting is zero at this point. But, you know, like I said, I've had some obstacles. And there's other guys who, you know, pretty much at the same situation as me, because, you know, a lot of us have full-time jobs and stuff like I do, and, you know, you can only do so much. But you can see the potential, like all these other guys, you know, that are kind of running the thing, are they're making a living. Pretty much, I think they're all, except for maybe one, is making a living at it. Some of them are having a lot of success, doing pretty well, so, you know, we shall see. I'm going to keep pushing along at it, you know, I'm going to try to give it the 90 days, really, is kind of what they talk about, you know, try, you know, push at this for 90 days and see where you get, basically. There's some teaching too in the whole thing where it's, you know, you're supposed to be determined though, like, and this is more like some of the books that they recommend in the group to read, and I've been checking them out. Think and Grow Rich, it's a classic book that probably all you guys have heard of. You may or may not have read it, but, you know, I started kind of listening to that audio, and, you know, it's kind of this whole like attracts like, The Secret type of stuff. trying to think of what was the like saying affirmations and stuff, and you know, I didn't really think that's what that book was, but it is, and I don't mind that. Like, I kind of dig it, I kind of agree with it, because it's actually, you know, biblical, which, you know, obviously you guys have talked about that faith is a big part of my life. So it's actually kind of biblical, but the way they kind of spin it is a little bit, makes me a little bit uncomfortable. It's not super crazy, but like, I think it's just basic. I don't know, the way they spin it, it kind of feels a little, almost a little culty, which it isn't really. I mean, it's just a business thing, but it feels weird to me. So I don't know. But, you know, I'm still checking the stuff out, and I'm not judging it, really. I just get an odd feeling, that's all. But still, you know, I'm just, that's one of the things that they recommend to read and stuff, and there's a lot of other stuff. But in that book, like, they talk about, you know, there's a difference between when you go at something and you're like, kind of half-assed about it, and you're just like, you know, we'll see if this works type of thing. And then there's a difference between that and somebody who is focused and determined. So I might be shooting myself in the foot by saying, you know, this is an experiment type of thing. But I don't know, I'm working the plan, I'm trying to do it, I am dedicated to it. And I'm just going to keep pushing at it and see how this works. So, yeah, so I guess, like, learning the whole, starting to be a little bit more comfortable with, you know, being a little more markety, I guess. And I think some of you guys who, make a living in illustration probably, keys are rattling here. I don't know if I can fix that, but you know, guys who do, like, make a living off of illustration, you might be a little more used to this kind of thing, actually, even though it's funny because even you guys seem to not be too comfortable with the markety stuff, you know. But, you know, you must have been at some point and probably continuously contacting people trying to drum up some work, you know, so maybe you guys can relate, because that's basically what the gist of it is spending a lot of time contacting people and kind of hitting up kind of cold leads and warm leads and, you know, kind of hitting people out of the blue and just trying to spark up a conversation, and then hoping that leads somewhere, basically. So, you know, I'm just doing a lot of that. I'm also doing the YouTube videos. The subscribers are coming kind of slow, but that's to be expected with a brand new YouTube channel. So I didn't really expect much with that anyways, but I'm getting activity. I'm starting to get like 13 views, I think, is the norm for a video lately. And, you know, that's, I put it out on all the social media stuff, and as those things grow, more people come and check out the videos and stuff. So that's kind of cool. Oh, I will say, like, on Instagram, there's a decent amount of followers who are spam. I wouldn't say like a quarter of it. That would be more, I think, less than a quarter. You know, you get like the hot chicks or whatever who, it's like, you know, they're probably dudes who just put a bunch of pictures of hot chicks on their, you know, their feed or whatever. I don't really know what the purpose of that is. I guess if I followed the link, I'd figure it out. And I don't follow the link, so. But there's that. I guess you can kind of guess where that would lead, but I don't even think about it. I just, you know, disregard. And then you get, like, just people who are more, like, marketers and stuff, like, and they're, like, you know, kind of trying to do similar things. And then you get, like, people, man, with the hip-hop stuff, this is one thing I can talk about, too, is with the hip-hop stuff, you get so much more spam, and I think I talked about this already, but it's just, like, I get so many people saying, you know, kind of coming to my page, and sometimes they won't even say, cool, or your stuff is cool, can you check out my stuff, like, you get that kind of thing. I mean, I got it before, too, but with hip-hop, it's even worse. Or sometimes they don't even say your stuff is cool, they're just like, come check out my page, or, or like, I get these messages from these guys, like, there's a whole team of Instagrammers who are like, this person said this about you type of thing, and then they like, they link that person's page or whatever, and it's just silly. You know, you kind of ignore that stuff, but it gets a little frustrating, and there's a lot more of that with the hip-hop stuff, unfortunately, so you have to kind of deal with that. And then also, the hip-hop community, you know, and I've talked about this before, it's, like, I kind of really miss, and it's not like I've disconnected from anybody, really, but I just haven't been quite as involved because I'm trying to be involved with this community, drumming stuff up. But I still had conversations and stuff in the background and like people's stuff and whatnot, but I mean, I'm just so nice and comfy in the art community, you know what I mean? Like, it's fun, and everybody's, for the most part, everybody's cool. You know, I get the worst thing I really get is people posting stuff on their walls that's like anti-Christian or, you know, really strong beliefs on certain political topics and stuff like that, and sometimes those can be a little frustrating, but, you know, at the same time, I totally respect everybody's beliefs and thoughts and stuff. I just don't like the polarizing talk that happens, you know, but it is what it is. Everybody's got their own opinions, and they feel strong about certain things, and, you know, that's what makes that's one thing that's really awesome about our country, or at least potentially awesome, is that we're free to, we have free speech and things like that. I always say our country, like, everybody here who listens is from America, but they're not. But that's something that's cool about America, and a lot of the other countries too, barely people listening, is the free speech thing. So I don't know, I totally respect everybody's opinion, but that's all I'm saying is, like, that's the only thing though that sometimes is a little bit frustrating. But it's not a big deal, because, like I said, I respect people's opinion. But with the hip-hop community, there's that stuff, and there's also just ego, and it's just a harsher thing, and people have always act like they have chips on their shoulders because that's what's cool, and it's just like, I don't know. I hear some of these rappers, I'm just like, they're all kind of narcissistic and stuff. And they take some stuff too far. Not all of them. There's a lot of awesome guys. You know, people more within, like, the realm of stuff I'm into, probably, even though they you know, do the bragging on their songs, that's just part, that's like the sport of hip-hop, in my opinion. But for the most part, a lot of these guys are actually humble people, and they're cool, you know. But, you know, there's definitely a tendency more in the hip-hop realm for people to be, like, ego and, like, really strong ego situation, and, like, either they're, like, all about the money, and, like, there's a lot of superficialness, you know, that you come across at times more than you would in the comic community, and materialism and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, like, I know where they're coming from. I respect that they're on their grind, quote unquote, you know, and whatever. But, you know, it just kind of wears on you a little bit, especially when you've never been that guy. You've never been interested in that kind of situation. So that's a little bit frustrating to deal with, but, you know, it pales in comparison to, like, the warm fuzzy feeling of being involved in the art, you know, and comics community. I mean, there's enough screwed up stuff that happens even in our community sometimes, but trust me, we got it good. As far as just people being cool with each other. But it's cool that I can, you know, I'm so involved with that I can kind of, when I get sick of these guys, I can kind of have a conversation with some of you guys. Because, you know, I can only take so much. But, I mean, even these superficial, whatever, rappers or whoever they are, you know, when you get down to it, if you really get to know people, a lot of times that stuff is just kind of what they show, you know, but in real life, they're probably cool. Some people aren't, but, you know, I try to mess with people who are cool, though, you know, but... You know, you have to kind of go through some of that stuff before, you know, to get to the people who are, like, humble and awesome. So, anyways, probably shooting myself in the foot if anybody is listening to this. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm all about just being real about stuff and, you know, not being a jerk, but, like, not hiding anything either, you know. I want to be authentic, and I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm awesome or anything. I'm just trying to say, like, I'm not afraid to let things out that probably other people might not let out, because I don't know, I just treat it like if I was talking to my buddy, you know, like. And a lot of you guys are my friends, so it's like, I don't sit here and talk like I'm talking to an audience who I'm trying to market to, basically, you know. To me, you guys are like family or friends, you know, so yeah, that's kind of how I treat it, how I've always treated it. I can't help it, it's just how I am. And I guess that's a good thing, right? So, anyways, this is kind of going to be a shorter one. I don't have, like, a specific topic. I mean, I kind of went through the topics I was thinking of talking about, and it's actually Monday morning, getting this thing out a little bit late, so I'll have it up tonight, hopefully. But, you know, I wanted to get something out. This podcast is super important to me. It's, you know, it's the thing that I've been able to stay consistent for a long time with, and it's the thing where I connect to people, and it's the thing where, I don't know, it's just fun, and, you know, I think people gain something from it, and it's a way for me to give, you know, and just be part of the community, and that's what I'm all about, you know. So, you know, I love doing the podcast, and I'm going to just keep doing it, and it's a way to keep Donkey Jaw Projects kind of going, too, at this point, because the beat stuff is part of Donkey Jaw Projects, but at this point, I'm starting out separate a little bit, just so that, you know, you guys aren't barraged with all the hip-hop beat stuff so much. I mean, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, but, you know, I don't want my feed to be all, like, hip-hop rap stuff when everybody's used to seeing, you know, the art stuff, you know, from me. So, I mean, I'm not afraid to put that in there and mix it up a little bit, but I just don't want to overdo that, you know. So that's kind of why I'm keeping that separate. But, like, if you were to go on DonkeyJawProjects.com and look for my beats, there is a couple of places where you can click, and, you know, it's kind of right there and obvious to see. So, and that would bring you to plexbeats.com. So, yeah, I guess that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening, and you guys are really awesome. I really appreciate your support. Definitely have been really cool. You know, there's been actually more activity a little bit, you know, comments and stuff like that about the podcasts, and people are enjoying them, and different feedback. So thank you guys, you know, for being awesome. And, you know, I'll talk to you, I guess, on the next Escape Artist podcast next week. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Background music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at DonkeyJawProjects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to Patreon.com/Plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.